Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Tuesday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, what are the experts, so-called, saying about the Houston Texans? We power rank the power rankings every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. They better start winning or this segment's going to get more and more painful. And if I'm being honest, this is pretty painful compared to what we thought about the Texans coming into the year. Just for some perspective, I would say, Seth, if we were to pull the power rankings from the five outlets that we're using today in no particular order, yet SI.com, USA Today, The Athletic, CBS, and ESPN. If we were to go back and look before the season, I would say you average the rankings out across those five for the Texans. Probably fell somewhere between like 10 and 13, I would guess. You know, Texans, I think, were viewed as a, not in the top third, but on the fringe of the top third.
The Texans and the Chargers were just typically tied at the hip. They were like conjoined twins somewhere around
there. Yeah, that ain't happening anymore. The Chargers look good.
They got out to an early start, Sean. There's still time left in the...
It's early.
Still mid-September.
Yeah, so that's the neighborhood the Texans were living in coming into the season.
Yeah.
They're not living in that neighborhood anymore in these outlets. So let's do this here. You'll notice a trend, typically when we power rank these power rankings, it just happens to fall this way, that the better you rank the Texans, the higher you happen to be up the power ranking of the power rankings. It's weird how that works. And maybe it still works that way here, because I will say this, it's a little like Animal House. Hey, they can't say mean things about our pledges. Only we can say mean things about our pledges.
Right. Usually it's like that.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood for hearing all kinds of mean stuff. And honestly, no, I'm like trying to outsource, I need people to explain some of this stuff to me. I need an outside observer to come in. And you know what they always say? An expert is somebody who's from out of town. There's always somebody who's from, that's what I need. I need somebody to come in with a different perspective.
When we do these power rankings here, I'm also going to read the teams that are just ahead and just behind the Texans in each of them.
Yeah.
Just so you can kind of get a feel for what neighborhood we're living in. Yes, yes. All right, number five, power ranking of the power rankings. The Athletic has the Texans down seven big notches. That's a big fall in power rankings.
That's the blessing and the curse of playing on Monday night,
that's
Sean.
Right,
everything gets amplified. Yeah,
good call, Seth.
And just a big stage.
Good call. They are 24th. They're in the upper quartile of the bottom quartile.
But they're a scrappy 24th, Sean.
Oh, yeah.
They've played these two teams. Where are the Rams and the Bucks on these? So, hey, if they're the 24th best team, they've scrapped it out at least.
True. Yeah, I don't have time to
scroll. They wait until the fourth quarter to get destroyed by both of those good teams.
I don't have time to scroll that high. These are the two teams that are surrounding them. The New England Patriots are one spot ahead of them at 23.
Oh.
The Chicago Bears, who gave up 52 points on Sunday to the Lions are 25.
That's the best thing I could say about that is that, hey, at least the Bears spent a boatload of money in free agency and on trades for to upgrade their offensive line, and they're still atrocious. Just
25th.
Like the Texans. We're more prudent.
That's right.
We're more prudently incompetent on the offensive line. Yes.
They've got the athletics topic for each team this week, Seth, is an overreaction to the beginning of the season, to the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Tell me how this sounds. The overreaction for the Texans in the Athletic, C.J. Stroud's slump is concerning.
Okay.
Here's what they say. The Texans have failed their young quarterback with a bad offensive line plan, but Stroud is not blameless. In his first 20 games as a pro, he threw 30 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions. My God, that sounds like it was 8 years ago. He had 100.2 passer rating. In the 14 games since, he's got 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions, and his passer rating is 81.4. That divide dates back to week 5 of 2024, which was also his last 300-yard passing game. That was the win over the Bills in week 5 last season. So the dividing point.
I think for right now, where my patience is especially tested right this moment, you know, we're less than 12 hours since that game ended.
Yeah.
And the thing where I'm trying to be patient is, I was just talking to Reginald Atatula about this. There's elements where it looks like CJ is maybe a little bit overly rigid in trying to execute the offense and go through his progressions in a way that when you're doing something for the first time, you're trying to go paint by the numbers, and that maybe this is all part of the process. So that's what I'm telling myself.
Yep.
And it just, at some point, it's got to click and start looking more like a cohesive plan. And I don't think it's as simple as just getting Christian Kirk back out there. That could certainly help.
It'll help, yeah.
I mean, the absence of Joe Mixon doesn't make things any easier. But that's what I'm telling myself right now.
All right, next on the power ranking of the power rankings is Pete Prisco with CBSSports.com. He has the Texans at 23rd, down 4 big notches from 19th last week. Prisco's never been big on the Texans this year.
Not this year. He used to be kind of a little
hot on him. Yeah, he's a Jacksonville guy, so I'll look and see where he's got the Jags. But like the Athletic, he's got the Patriots just ahead of the Texans and the Bears just behind the Texans. So nothing real new there. It's, you know, sort of same neighborhood, just one rank ahead.
This is, where is the offense? They don't score enough, which is a major concern after 2 games. The offensive line is still a problem. Yep, yeah, there you go.
Very good summation, Pete Prisco. Jags 19th, by the way, the Texans' opponent this coming Sunday. Third on the power ranking of the power rankings would be USA Today, has the Texans at 20th on their power rankings, just behind the Jacksonville Jaguars and just ahead of the Dallas Cowboys at 21st. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So the Texans, despite being 0-2, still ahead of some 1-1 teams here.
This is exactly what we talked about earlier. They say with the next 2 matchups against AFC South foes, It's go time for an underachieving offense that has yet to produce 270 yards or 20 points in either of its first two games.
Yeah.
These guys are very surface level. I think that
270 yards. They haven't produced 270 yards yet.
And I think much like Ross Tucker this morning, I think people outside of Houston are pretty much just giving the defense an entire pass. Yeah. And I get that, and I understand that. I think in Houston, maybe this is just me, but I feel like this is a lot of our listeners and other people, is that, no, that defense has had major letdowns in the fourth quarter of both these games. And, yeah, they do some fun, swarmy stuff and what have you, but they blew. Despite how bad the offense is, you knew that it was going to be work for the offense. The defense is underperforming now. And they've got some systemic issues that you see, like, okay, this is going to be a problem moving forward. If your linebackers can't tackle in space, if they can't execute a blitz properly, if the entire team in general can't tackle properly, and if you're getting at times physically manhandled versus the run, that's going to be a problem versus teams like, I don't know, the Ravens? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you think? They're allowing 13 of 27 on third down this year.
Yeah, they're an awful third down defense.
Awful.
That's the money down right there. Yeah,
and your offense is 4 for 18 on third down this year.
Really?
4 for 18. 2 for 9 in each game so far this year. All right, number two, power ranking of the power rankings. The SI.com folks have the Texans all the way up at 18th.
Oh, yeah.
All the way up at 18th. Seth, they
We're sniffing the median.
They actually moved them up a notch from last week.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
This is I don't even know what SI is anymore. Aren't they a hotel company?
That's true. They do have hotels now.
Yeah.
They are just behind the Falcons and just ahead of the Cowboys. I like this neighborhood a little better than the neighborhoods that Prisco and company had them in. Here's what SI.com says. The Texans are digging an incredible hole to climb out of, made more difficult by the optics of these first two losses. C.J. Stroud has remained unspectacular, and despite heightened control over the offense, has not grabbed either of these games by the throat.
Ooh.
Had it not been for Nick Chubb, the Buccaneers may not have even needed a last-second comeback. Boy, I got to go back and look at that Chubb touchdown to see if they were letting him score.
That was a weird one, man. Like, at one point, Vita Vea kind of throws one of his arms up, either because...
That's very un-Vea-like.
He could have... Well, it looked like maybe he thought that somebody was supposed to be slanting inside there or something, but it was a way... It didn't look like guys were deliberately tanking right there.
Yeah.
I mean, they were running hard after it, but I don't know. I mean, that's a gutsy move by Bowles in that moment, if that's what it was. But regardless, that was the one. Okay, now C.J. Stroud hasn't grabbed the moment by the throat or whatever they said. This is why the Chargers game is really, really annoying, because they were actually on a really nice drive.
Mm-hmm.
Agumbawale fumbles the ball, fumbles the game away. And then, you know, last night, Agumbawale got trucked by a defensive back.
He doesn't belong on the field.
Yeah.
He doesn't belong out there on offensive snaps. I don't know what it is about the blind spot with running backs with this team. After 2 years, they finally make Damian Pearson active.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a good game that matters since 2023 or 22.
And this is the frustrating thing is I'm watching Charlie Hecks out there. He's having some bad plays, but he's also part of a much better offensive line for the Bucs than the Texans had. And they figure out a way to make it do. So Charlie Heck, he was not good enough for the crack squad of killers that was the 2024 offensive Texans offensive line.
Yep.
But the Bucs seem to be managing with him as a... Hey, how about that? Right tackle goes down. What do? They insert the backup. What a weird concept.
That might be the most... that might be the most embarrassing part about that final drive. Two things. The tackling for sure, and that the Buccaneers, with a completely makeshift offensive line, marched down the field 80 yards in 2 minutes on you.
And the Bucs did reshuffle everybody, too. I mean, they've got a center playing left tackle.
Center playing left tackle. I know he played left tackle in college, but at the NFL level, the guy's a center, and he's playing left tackle.
I got frustrated with the mush rush last night, where they're trying to contain rush. They're trying to contain rush Baker Mayfield because he can hurt you so much as a scrambler.
Oh, yeah.
The tough thing about Baker is, though, I mean, I like the mush rush when you've got a quarterback who's an idiot in the pocket, but that's not Baker Mayfield.
He's not an idiot.
He's a very competent and adept pocket passer.
All right, last one here, power ranking of the power rankings. Number one on the board, the last one, the last vestige of having the Texans in the upper half of teams in the NFL is ESPN.com. Boy, we complain about ESPN all the time. They have these idiots on TV just yelling at each other all the time, and yet I'm putting them at the top of the power ranking of the power rankings. 16th, holding steady from 16th last week, Seth. The category for ESPN.com is biggest QB takeaway. DJ Bienname writes the blurb for the Texans in the power rankings. Biggest QB takeaway, CJ Stroud has had growing pains in Nick Caley's offense. DJ says this. After week one, Stroud said his goal through the first few weeks has been to play with more urgency in the new system, which includes getting them set up quicker out of the huddle. I will say they did do that last night. They did get out of the huddle. They
got
out of the
huddle. Less lollygagging?
Yeah, less lollygagging. They were
kind of like quickening your pace on the way to the electric chair.
Yeah. Not wasting anybody's time.
Got a schedule to keep up here.
That's right.
jogging the green mile. Woo! Up tempo.
In week one, the offense had 5 pre-snap penalties and contributed to Stroud's inability to throw a touchdown or lead the offense to the end zone. They got into the end zone twice in week two, but the offense failed to put up over 270 yards, and Stroud admitted, quote, we need more confidence as an offense. We'll do this for the late arriving crowd in the next segment. We'll play CJ's press conference again. It's 5 minutes. It's worth listening to, and I think it encapsulates a lot of where kind of some of the confusion of where this team is right now. DJ says, expect growing pains through the first half of the season. DJ, you're like a meteorologist that just showed me it being 98 degrees for the next 2 months.
Oh, man.
You're a June meteorologist, DJ Bienname. First half of the season?
I can't tell you how excited I was when they ran that cute little zone fake. It was like phony zone read there on the goal line.
Down near the goal line. Second down.
Just watching Vita Vea truck. I think he was on Patterson at the time. Just watching that offensive line just get destroyed as Nick Chubb tried to take his weary old bones into the end zone.
The second half of last night's game was probably as futile about the offense as I did at any time during the Bobby Slowick era. When Nico Collins got tackled at the one, I'm like, they're not going to score.
Oh, crap.
When they blocked that punt, I'm like, just don't take a sack and get out of field goal range.
That one there, too, you know, Troy Aikman on the broadcast had said that if Nico had flattened his route a little bit more there, he probably could have had the run after the catch for a touchdown. And some of that was, and maybe, again, just if you're trying to be patient, maybe by tomorrow and the next day it gets easier to be a little bit more patient. It's that some of the wide receivers adjusting their routes when recognizing blitz and everything else like that. It's just guys aren't on the same page right now.
Yep. All right, that was the power ranking of the power rankings. I mentioned it. Up next, we'll play CJ Stroud's press conference from last night. There were some very interesting things that were said. There was an interesting vibe in that press conference last night. I don't think it's not nothing. So we're going to play that. It's about 5 minutes long. We're going to play that in the next segment, chop it up afterwards. We'll do that coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.